Sky Racing's Brad Davidson. Good morning.
Morning, Jared. Morning, everyone. How are we, guys?
Very well, thank you. Unbelievable day two of the championships on Saturday. Okay, let's unwrap this Queen Elizabeth Stakes, one of the most intriguing races we've seen at Royal Randwick in some time. Pride of Jenny. A lot of opinions out there. What's yours on what transpired there on Saturday afternoon?
Yeah, quite phenomenal, wasn't it, Jared? I haven't seen anything like it on a racetrack in my years in the game. I know I'm still quite young. I haven't, you know, been around forever, but yeah, it was just phenomenal. I mean, to do what Declan Bates did, take off, and he probably had to do it in a way, didn't he? Because the horse was quite keen on the day. She was quite fizzed up, and he thought, all right, we'll let her go. And yeah, quite remarkable to see her get that far in front and to win by that far as well. I guess how good she was probably just as good as how bad the rest were too. I mean, they just went too slow, didn't they? It's a bit like the tearaway leader in the Tour de France and the peloton forgetting to chase. And that's what it kind of felt like there on the weekend. They left their run far too late. Nobody wanted to be the one that carted them up to the rest of the field, but they had to go a lot earlier than they did, and they just left it far too late. So, phenomenal win, but a few disappointing rides back in the pack as well.
It's interesting after when James McDonald in the Beaten Jockeys comments just said, embarrassing. Do you think he was possibly even just referring to himself and everyone else?
I think he was probably referring to those not kicking up and you know, getting him closer to the leader a long way out. But having said that, I've heard quite a bit of commentary on this, and people say, well, it's not someone else's job to do that. If J-Mac wanted to take off, then he could have done that himself. And I kind of agree with that. Is, you know, it's not someone else's job to cart vs the centre in the race if they don't want to at the end of the day. So, you know, I get what they're saying. There was a lot of frustration in how far they got back. But it was up to one of those jockeys to go, okay, if no one else is going to do it, then let's take off and let's get going. And they didn't do that.
Classic pub argument. Do you reckon Winx would have beaten Jenny, Pride of Jenny, on Saturday?
It's one that's been bandied about a bit, Jared, after that performance. And look, I think the key is if they rode Winx like they did Via Sestina and that she was that far off them, I think it really would have been a 50-50 call. Dan O'Sullivan, who's a tremendous ratings judge, actually did a bit of a hypothetical on social media, and basically he's gone back and looked at the slowly run races over 2000 that Winx had been in and said, you know, the performances that she'd had to produce that last 600, last 800, she probably would have won, you know, two or three out of eight of them, and the rest probably lost. That's how far back they got. Having said that, if it was a race where they got their normal positions, the time that Pride of Jenny run, Winx would have won by with a leg in the air. So, just it all depends on, you know, the tactics and where they would have got. But it would have been fascinating to see had that been the case.
Certainly would have been. Okay, on other races on Saturday, the Sydney Cup and Circle of Fire in its fourth run in Australia, stepping up third up to the 2,600 wins, the chairman's on a heavy nine. And then in the Sydney Cup, backing up a week later and winning over the 3,200 at Group 1. I've got a feeling this could be a big player in, well, a very big race in the spring as well, Davo. What do you make of Circle of Fire?
Yeah, I agree with you, Jared. You know, not many do the Sydney Cup, Melbourne Cup double, but this horse is a genuine chance of doing that. He's such a good stayer. I mean, he sat three wide, no cover there. He worked mid-race, and he still won, and won easily running away from the end. So he just looks like a really progressive two-mile stayer. Can't wait to see him back in the spring, and all honours, Circle of Fire. He was far too good for his rivals on Saturday.
And for all the commentary around the jockeys on Saturday, James McDonald took out the Nathan Berry medal.
He did, and I think he probably cemented himself. If there were any questions, Jared, as the best rider in Australia, there are a few sort of coming into the championship saying that Blake Shin and a few others are riding just as well, if not better than him. But I think we saw in the Queen of the Turf there on Saturday. He's done it a few times. He's just outridden Blake Shin, simple as that. He did it. Blake Shin got held up on a tissue. Mm. He gave Zoo Gotcha the absolute perfect run. And we saw it in the Derby. The difference in the Derby was the rides. Riff Rock, he was on. And, of course, Chow Wolf. Blake Shin didn't do a lot wrong on Chow Wolf. He did on a tissue. He just got held up at a crucial stage and probably should have found the back of it, Zoo Gotcha, in hindsight. But, he clearly showed he's Australia's premier jockey there over the championships.
And, This weekend, It's no worse. Always a really good day's racing, all-age stakes day and the champagne as well. And, the all-age, Dave, every year this comes around, I go, just go and have a look at the horses that have won this race. This is a good horses race.
Yeah, it is a good horses race and shaping up to be a good race again this year. SB only gets a chance after being luckless in the TJ. She's favourite at this stage, Sunshine in Paris, Southport Tycoon, the others at the top of betting there at the moment. And in the champagne, Manal and Linebacker are the two that are clearing out at this stage. But, broadsiding was super there on the weekend. So if he backs up, he's got to be a chance too.
What are you forgiving and following out of the weekend as well?
Look, I think there's a few to follow. Broadsiding looks a lovely middle distance horse in the making. If it's not this weekend, I think he's a lovely horse for next prep. El Mozillo, I thought, was outstanding in the Percy Sykes for a Queensland campaign. Circle of Fire, just stick with him in the spring. The tissue was a moral beaten and is absolutely flying. And Mr. Kipchoge, I thought, might be a Queensland Derby horse if they go that way. I'm not sure what their plans are, but he hit the line really well fresh. And in the forgive file, Eternal Flame was held up late and the tempo was against. Via Sestina, I thought, probably ran as well as she could, Jared, considering the how far back she got. And it was impossible almost to win from where she was. You had to be Winx. Willinga Beast was held up in the provincial midway final, and Maharaj and Rainville both pulled up lame there on Saturday.
And West Coast are off the mark, Davo. Good weekend for you.
It was, yeah. Look, surprising, but good to see a bit of fight. And, gee, Harley Reid's going to be
a
talent for some time, isn't he? And the way he breaks pack open, it reminds me a lot of Chris Judd, watching him early on. So, look, let's hope we can keep him. That's probably the thing now. But, good to see the Eagles finally get a win, Jared.
No, good on you, mate. And have a good day.
Thanks, guys.